Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Star Dish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hi, this is
Good morning. This is Dennis.
Yeah, it's Dennis here.
Hi, Dennis. It's Joanne at Star Dish Radio.
Oh,
thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Joanne. How are you? It's nice to visit with you.
Oh, I'm wonderful. So today, audience, we're going to talk about December 13th, 2001, an Iowa mom shot and killed Dustin Weed, who was believed to be an intruder at that time. Fast forward 10 years, Tracy Richter has been charged, tried, and convicted of this murder and sentenced to life. Now, Dennis is here to talk about tonight's episode, which is 2 hours of Dateline NBC, which I'm excited about, called Twisted. Let's talk about this. I mean, reading...
I tell you, Joanne, we need every bit of those 2 hours to tell the story. It's very, very complicated.
I can imagine.
Let me set the scene for you, Joanne. This takes place in a place called Early, Iowa, which is really a wide spot in the road. It's like 600 people. And it's a wintry night, it's twilight, and there's snow on the porch, and the mother of three is inside, she's bathing the baby, and the other two kids are watching TV upstairs. Then all of a sudden the door crashes open, and she says, up come the stairs, two home invaders. And they grab her by the hair and start to strangle her with some pantyhose they find in the banister. She's trying to corral the kids to safety. She manages to break free, and she and her husband keep a gun in a gun safe in the master bedroom, and she manages to get to the gun safe as they're pulling at her legs, Joanne. This is a very dramatic story. She sort of opens the safe and fires over her shoulder and unloads the gun and manages to kill one of the two intruders. She says the second guy escaped into the night, but when they found out what had happened, they're sprawled on the floor of the master bedroom was the 20-year-old son of her friend and neighbor from the town. A young guy who her husband was actually mentoring. So, as you can imagine, she was regarded as something of a hero, you know, this fierce lioness defending her cubs against these awful people that came in.
Right.
And the mother of the dead guy, the young 20-year-old guy, Joanne, she accepts it at first, but then the funeral director talks to her, and some police authority-type people talk to her and say, you really need to look carefully at what the autopsy is telling us, what the story told by the forensics of crime scene reconstruction, where the bullets actually went. They said this story that she describes as self-defense is not what we're seeing forensically in this house.
Okay.
So fast forward 10 years, as you say, and she is charged with the first-degree murder of this young guy. There never was a home invasion, the prosecutors say. There never was a second man. They never found any sign of it. And the theory, as they take her into trial, is that she was in a bitter, bitter custody fight with an ex-husband about the 11-year-old boy who heard and saw a lot in the house that night. And and the authorities say she was trying to frame the ex-husband so he would never, ever get custody of the boy by making it look as though he was the mastermind of this home invasion, and that she'd created a journal saying just that was found later in the dead man's car. So a very complicated scheme. You know, was it self-defense? Was she the heroine? Or was there this idea that she could somehow lure the neighbor boy over, kill him, and just use him as a prop?
As though
he'd been hired by the ex.
Now, this
So I won't give you the spoiler, but it did go to court, and it was a resolved case.
Right. Well, she evidently had a troubled past as well. I mean, her father was a homicide detective. She had brushes with law enforcement in 1992. She pled no contest to unlawfully discharging a firearm during an argument with her first husband. She accused him of sexually abusing their son. I mean, she just really...
She had a very dramatic biography, huh? And she had accused her dentist of sedating her in the chair and raping her. there was just an awful lot of stories about this woman, and then she later had trouble in Nebraska in this interim period after the boy has been found dead and before she's charged. Nebraska authorities found some phony identifications, and she seemed to have a new name and fake passports, so there's a lot going on with her. But I think at the end of the 2 hours, I still think you're going to look and want to know, if you're watching with somebody, I hope you are, and say, what do you think happened there? What do you think about the boy's story? You know, this eyewitness, he's hearing everything. He had to have heard something. What happened in that house?
Right, right. And it's just it's traumatic all the way around for the children, for the victim's family. The father committed suicide. I mean,
oh, exactly right. Exactly.
This is a lifetime movie.
You know, that word has been said a couple of times around here, lifetime. But as always, life its own self, real events and what happens to us humans is stranger than almost anything can be put down in a made-up script. But I think this is a very, very compelling story.
It absolutely is. Now, talk about the 2 hours. I mean, that's a big thing. I'm really happy to hear that because, you know, it just seems like the hour is never enough. You know, there's always something else in there. You're wondering what happened. Maybe the extra hour will help us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of an extra insight. It is. It's our summer season, Joanne. We're going to be running two-hour datelines on Fridays all the way up to the start of the Olympics, which are going to be at the end of July. So, you know, it's a chance for us to stretch a little bit and tell these things in a longer fashion, a little more depth, open a few more doors than we sometimes have a chance to. So I think you can really, you know, you'll really get some meat in this thing. This is like there seem to be some elements of In Cold Blood, the classic Truman Capote true crime story about the family that was murdered in the Kansas, small town
right.
Kansas. You know, the terror coming out of the night aspect of this. But yeah, I've got a Dennis Murphy Film Festival for the next few weeks here on Dateline. We got a 2-hour next Friday. We're putting some finishing touches on, and then the Friday after that, and some more in July. So everybody wants to have
a chance
to tell these two stories.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think back when we all started when we were fighting to get an extra 10 seconds on nightly news. You know,
right.
Can you give me a minute 50 instead of a minute 40? And now we have the luxury of time. It's great.
Oh, God, it's fantastic. I'm really happy to hear that. For everyone that is listening, Dateline NBC is Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight's episode is Twisted. Definitely check it out for the rest of the summer, every 2 hours. Hopefully it will remain that way, not just for the summer. Because in my
opinion,
so too. You know, just sink your teeth into that extra hour is just awesome.
I think it's a great thing for the audience, turn your DVRs back too, Joanne.
Absolutely. Reset the DVRs is right because we've got them programmed just for the hour. Dennis, I thank you so much for calling in today, and I will definitely
thank
be
you,
watching.
Joanne.
All right, Dennis, I hope you do. Have a great day. Thank you.
You take care. Good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Dennis Murphy, everybody. Dateline NBC episode airs tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 2 hours of Dateline. I am super excited about that. So make sure that you reset your DVRs. Make sure that you tune in and watch tonight's episode on the Iowa mom who was convicted of shooting and killing her neighbor's son. Woman wants to be called a hero who is now serving a life sentence. And we'll definitely see why this episode is called Twisted. Until then, everyone, make sure you tune in June 5th for Communities, NBC's Community, Charlie Kuntz, who is known as Fat Neil on the show, is going to be sitting down with me to talk about the second season and what's to come. Thank you so much, everyone, and you have a great day.